This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for June 28th. I'm Paul Plack. A helicopter providing pool television coverage for the funeral procession of a Marine killed in action in Afghanistan made news itself Thursday when it made an emergency landing following an engine failure. Boeing says it recently identified a workmanship issue with the Dreamliner's horizontal stabilizers. Test flights will be resumed only when Boeing has had a chance to inspect the test fleet. The FAA is contracting with Boeing, GE, Honeywell, Pratt & Whitney, and Rolls-Royce North America to demonstrate a variety of green technologies. Open Skies, the British Airways subsidiary, named for the international agreement that made its routes possible, is celebrating its second anniversary operating transatlantic flights. Jazz Air, the airline formerly known as Air Canada Jazz, has reportedly reached a contract settlement with a union, averting a strike. In the U.S., PSA Airlines flight attendants, represented by the Association of Flight Attendants CWA, have filed for mediation with the National Mediation Board. Gulfstream has announced the FAA has certified WAAS GPS functionality on the G-150. The National Air Transportation Association says Phillips 66 Aviation has provided introductory membership in NATA to its branded dealers that are currently not members. Powerflow has developed a tuned exhaust system for the 180-horsepower Aviat Husky. And the Commemorative Air Force is putting the world's only remaining airworthy B-29 Super Fortress back in the air tomorrow after a 4-year engine replacement project. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves discusses a subtle change in FAA regs that every pilot should know about. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.